We were discussing the Tosfos in the Daf Gimel Beis. The Gemara tells us that even though midin de Mishnah b'sila nisayis liyom haravi, misakana ve'elach nohag lam lichnos b'shlishim. The Gemara says, what was the case of sakana? The Gemara tells us the decree of tibol lehegmon tchilin. So the Gemara says the fear was that you'll have nashim tznuos, the masra nafshayu l'kdala. So the Gemara says, v'lidro shulon ashari, so simply make a public statement that under those circumstances one should not be mosa nefesh. So the Gemara says, no, we're concerned dika prutzels and dika nami kohanos. So Tosfos comments that how can that be? How can the Gemara suggest the leader shalom ashari? The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin that generally speaking, of course, yav rabal yehorek, but of course one of the exceptions is gili arayos. And therefore this should be an act of gili arayos, which is yehorek vayav. So Tosfos quotes the Teretz of Rabbi Natan that writes that ein chayav misa abiyas mitzri. And that bias mitzri is not considered to be that for which you are chayiv nisa. In other words, it is not considered to be bichlal gili arayos, and there is no halacha of yeharik vayavur. And Rabbi Natan refers you to the pasuk in Yechezkel of zirma susim zirmasam, that after all it's comparable to bias behema, and therefore we understand exactly why the Gemara says lidro shulon ashari. And Tosfos is rai is the sugi in Sanhedrin of Haindalv Mabez, when the Gemara questions how it was possible for Esther to marry Achashverosh, the Gemara says, after all, that was a milsa de farhesia. So Tosfos is bothered. Why does the Gemara say, but farhesia, seeming to equate this act with sharaveros, this is gili arayos, and therefore he heard vayavor even betzina. So the fact Rabbi Natan says that the Gemara did not ask Esther gili arayos avoy, so in such a case that certainly indicates that it's not considered to be Yehareg Vayavor Midini Gili Arayos, and that is because we're dealing with Biasakum. And then you have the conclusion, Rabbi Natan. So therefore, if you have an instance of a Bas Yisrael Sheinira, Uva'ala Oved Kochavim, so in such an instance, where subsequently, right, the husband will divorce this woman, if the guy will convert, they are allowed to marry each other. We don't assume that now Vinitma Echad Labal Ve'echad Labal, because this does not apply when it comes to a bias mitzri. So therefore, bias akum is not considered to be gili arayos, it is not yehareg vayavor, and the halacha that eishes in shezinsa is asura lebo'el would not apply under these conditions as well. That's the chiddush of the Rabbi Natan. So as you mentioned, if you look in the Rishonim, you will find that this psak halacha Rabbi Natan could be justified even without the chiddush of Rabbi Natan, of telling us that a bias nachri is not considered to be bichlal harayos, it's not considered to be a maisa bia that creates the issa lavoh. If you look in the Ritva, the Ramasva Mishum, the Ritva quotes the chiddush of Rabbi Nechiel, that writes that one in fact in a kind of psak halacha of Rabbi Natan, but v'lav mitame. On what basis? The Gemara tells us in Yivamos and Abchav Beis that there's certain arayos that apply to a benoach. What happens if the benoach converts? So midaraisa, the Gemara says that a gershin yizgayer is considered to be kekatan hanolodami, and therefore the yichsun that he had up until now is completely severed. And therefore midaraisa, it is possible for this ger to marry even those who he is forbidden to marry b'giyuso before the gerus. The Gemara says midrabanan, we don't allow for such a possibility because after all people assume that by mikdusha chamura, the kedusha kala, that when he was a guy, this was forbidden. Now, as a result of gelus, it becomes permissible. So, therefore, any relationship that was usher when he was an achri, that remains usher lachar gelus. But that, of course, is only a dinder rabbanon by mikdusha chamura, the kedusha kala. But the dinder aisa is a gersnis gayer is considered to katna haladami. So, poshup shat again, as we'll see, this is a halacha in yuchsin. We'll see the same issue with Rabbi Natan. A great chiddush, Rabbi Natan. Of course, the Gemara says zir masusim zir masum. But the context of the Gemara is in terms of yuchsin. To extend that a step further and to say, therefore, it's not considered to be a maisavi as far as bal and bol is concerned, is a great chiddush. If you look in the Ritva, B'shem Rabbi Yechiyo, he writes the following: that the reason that these two individuals would be allowed to get married, this woman and her boel, was because, after all, in between their current marriage and that act of znus was gerus, and a gershin yiskayir is kekatna haladami. That's the chiddush that the Ritva writes Meshimra ben Yechiel. This is also what the Ritva quotes the name of the Ri, and this is what the Mordechai writes in the very end of Maseches Sanhedrin as well. If you look in the Rush in Simon Dalid, the Rush again writes that v'nira l'kayim sak Rabbi Natan, that again v'lav mitameh, The Gemara explains in Sotan the Chavav that if you have an Eishah Zinsa Zinsa, so the Pasuk says Vinitma. Why does the Pasuk repeat Vinitma? So the Gemara says there are three halachos, Baal, Boel, and Shruma. So therefore the concept of Nitma means that she becomes Tumeya, not only to the Baal, but to the Boel as well. So the Rush writes the following great Kiddush, that we're talking about a case where otherwise she would be permitted to the Boel. But as a result of the fact that she violated the Isser of Eishes Ish, so therefore that creates an Isser Laboah. Therefore the Rush writes, the context of that case, of an Itzma, that she is a Sur Laboah, is referring to Shlo Haisa Sur Laboah, Ella Ayyadei Biyazu, that this Maisabiyah creates the Isser. If, for example, the husband were divorced, she would have been allowed to marry this person. However, as a result of act of znus, now that creates the Isser. However, the Rush writes the great Kiddush, that here since you're dealing with the Bias Akum, that Balav Hachi, that certainly is considered to be Asser, so therefore, we don't superimpose that second Isser of an Itma'ah, that she in fact is Asser Laboel. So when you have an individual who otherwise she would be allowed to marry, let's say, after her husband dies or after Gerushin, then, as a result of the Maisa Znus, that generates a new Isser. Mashen came in a case where you're dealing with Bias Akum, where that in fact is forbidden. So this is what the Gon comments. As mentioned, you look in Shulchan Aruch and Kufayin Ches, that's where you find the Mechaber Zeish Omrim, that an Eish is in Shazim Seim Hakusi, and Gir Shabbala Nisgayer Hakusi, Muteres Leger Hazeh. So the Gon points out that there are three different reasons to justify this Pesach Halacha, the Mechaber. That number one is Rabbi Natam Skiddish regarding Bias Akum. Number two is Rabbi Yechiel because of the Gerus, and the Gershni's guy is cut in Oladami. And the third Kiddush is the Rush, that we don't assume that Echad the Boel, unless it is someone who otherwise you would be allowed to marry. So the Ramah discusses the following Kiddush. What would happen in this instance of Misha Zinsa Imachos Ishta? What happens if there was an act of Znus with Achos Isha? And as a result of that Maisa's Znus, now this Achos Isha, her husband divorces her. And subsequently, the Boel's wife died. Right? The Isra of Achos Isha is only Bichayeha. When a person's wife is alive, he's not allowed to marry the sister-in-law. Lachar Misa. That is permitted. So that's the Kiddush that the Ramah writes. What happens if Zinsa im Achos Isha and Vigir Shabala and then Meis Ishta? So what would happen in such a case? If you assume that the basis of the Heter is uniquely Bias Akum like Rabbi Natam, obviously it wouldn't apply in such circumstance. If you assume it's like Rabbi Yechiel, Gershni is Gayer, there's no Gerus as well. But if you assume this Chiddush the Rush, that the only time that you assume that one is forbidden the Boel is when that creates the Isser, but if you have a case where a Balav Hachi, it's Asura. So therefore one could envision, even in that case as well, we would not say, Echad the Boel, a great Chiddush. The Pesach Halacha of the Ramah is, no, that is considered to be Asur. That even though at the time of the Maisa's Nus, she was an Erva, it was a case of Achos Ishto, but nonetheless, we assume that Asur Laboel, Poshav Shat Ramah, against the Svarah that the Rush writes, that you have to have a Maisa Bi, which otherwise, right, would have been permitted, and now, Inochinami is considered to be that which is Asur. Let's center on the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam writes that Bias Nochri is not considered a Michlal Gil Arayoth. It is not Yeharag Vayavor, and in such a case, the great Kiddush, she remains Muteris Laboel, La'achar Geris. What are the difficulties with the Kiddush of Rabbeinu Tam? Good. So number one, right, what about our Sugya? The Gemara says, Lidra Shalhud Onashari. Good. So the Gemara says that, no, if you do that, Ika Prutzos. What exactly is the problem of Prutzos? So Rashi writes the following. We're concerned the Avdei B'Ratzon and V'Ne'esaro Sa'Balayin. So isn't it clear from the Gemara that that's the issue of Prutzos? They will go ahead and willfully involve themselves in the Maisa Avera. They will become forbidden to their husband. And they will claim that it was done by Ones. And now, literally, the Ones Shari, so we're going to allow a marriage where the woman is forbidden to her husband. So, Avdei B'Ratzon, V'Nasaro Sa'Balayin. How does that work according to the view of Rabbeinu Tam? What's the problem of Ika Prutzos? According to Rashi, you understand very well the Prutzos will do something that will create an Isser, and they are going to just simply inform us, right, improperly, that it was all done, bonus. So therefore, better not lead the Rishud on Isharim. Furthermore, right, the next kasha is from the sugi we discussed as well, and Daf Chavav Mebeis. Right, the Mishnah discusses that an Isha, Shenech Pesha Bideyakum, if it was Al Yedei Nefashos, so in such a case, Asur LeBaleihen. So if it's a case of Nefashos, we have to be concerned that then, right, there was a Bias Isser with the guy, and she became forbidden to her husband. What exactly is the case? Rashi writes in the Ramaskal Asura. We have to be concerned that Shema Nisratus of Echad Mehen. And who are we referring to? So Tosos writes explicitly, we saw this before, we're talking about a case of the Baal Huz Yisrael. But the Mishnah does not tell us this is only referring to an Eishes Kohen, where she becomes forbidden to her husband Ba'ones. We're talking about a case where it's an Eishes Yisrael who becomes forbidden to her husband because in fact it was done Baratzom, that she was trying, as Tosos pointed out, to appease the one who took her captive in such an instance. That is considered to be Ratzon that would forbid her too, her husband. Now, that's what we discussed the Rabbi Chana with in the Rambam Shita. Why isn't that considered to be an example of Ones? That was the Chiddush of Rabbi Chana. That if Ones just simply means extenuating circumstance, right? Isha Shenech Pesha also is extenuating circumstances. Now, the Chiddush of Rabbi Chana is the following. If Ones is considered to be Hafkasa Maisa, right? That's if something happens, an Ones meaning Balkarcho. But if you actually initiate, as Rashi and Tosis explains, now, Misratusa Bechad Mehem, how can you call that Hafkasa Maisa? And that's where Rabbi Chanan used that svar to distinguish between the cases in the Rambam, where a cholesh and Yisrape, right, as opposed to an actual case of onus. Good? So again, how do you understand that Gemara? The Gemara seems so clear that an Isha Shenech Pesha B'yei Nakum, she becomes forbidden to her husband. And according to Rabbi Natam, how do you understand that? No, Bias Nachri is not considered to be an Osir. And then Tosus and Arsugya quotes the Gemara Gilan Dab Tezvav regarding Esther and Mordechai, Kasher Avati Avati, the Kasher Avati Beis Abba, that just like I've lost, right, that link to Beis Abba, right, the Gemara explains in the Gila that after conception the father of Esther was Nifter, and after birth, right, the mother of Esther is Nifter. So now she says, I've lost everything. I've lost that link to the Beis Abba, and now Avati Mimcha, and as a result of now this Bias Isser, which to some extent Esther initiated, she became forbidden to Mordechai. So don't you see that even as a result of Bias Akum, a woman is Asur Labalo, Tosus is Kasha. And then if you look at the Rush in Simon Dalid, the Rush raises the following Kasha from the Sugi and Sota, and Afchavav, where the Gemara says that Mekanin Al Yedei Akum, that when it comes to Sota, Kinu Yin Stira, the one regarding whom the woman is warned does not have to be Yisrael. It can even be an Akum as well. So isn't it explicit if Mekanin Al Yedei Akum, you can have Kinu Yin Stira regarding a Bias Akum? So isn't that clear that as a result of a Bias Akum, she becomes forbidden to her husband? Those are the kashas that the Rosh Hashanah raises. How is it possible for Rabbeinu Tam to assume Bias Nachri, not considered to be my Sabiya, Zirmasus and Zirmasan? There's no Isser Labal, no Isser Laboel. These four kashas the Rosh Hashanah put forth. So we started to mention yesterday, all these four ayins, right, make the following significant assumption. All Rabbeinu Tam said is that Bias Nachri is not considered to be my Sabiya to the extent that it's not considered to be Gili Arayos of Yehag VeYavor, and therefore we would not assume a Surah Laboa. All these kashas assume that Hu HaDinami, Rabbi Natan would argue that she is Muteris Labala after Bias Nachri. How can she be Muteris Labala? What about the case of Prutzos? What about the Sugi Dav Chavav? What about the case of Esther? The case of Sota? It's Mistaber after all. The Gemara bases the drasha of Nitma'a V'Nitma'a Echad Abal V'Echad Aboel. So if it's not considered to be a Maisa Via that creates the Isser of the Boel, Lechora, that would be true regarding the Baal as well. If, however, one would argue, Rabbeinu Tam never meant such a Chiddush at all, Hamidatam's chiddush was only that she is muteris tavoel. We'll have to see why, but as far as Baal Rabbeinu Tam admits that she's a Sroh HaBaal, that's it. All four kashas are knocked off. It's simple teres. Rabbeinu Tam never says she's muteris al HaBaal. Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush was she's muteris tavoel. This is the major debate in Rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam shita, only Boel. Rabbeinu Tam even mean to assume that she is muteris tavoel. If you look in the Ritva, in our sugya der Maschum Yishum, quotes the view of Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ritva writes the Hilkach that Afa gav the bias nachri oseres isha labala, despite the fact that everyone agrees, of course, that she becomes forbidden to her husband. That's what our Gemara says. Nonetheless, it is not considered to be gili arayos for a harag v'yavor, and hu hadinami, according to Rabbeinu Tam, muteres labala. The Ritva is explicit. Rabbeinu Tam agrees that she is forbidden to her husband. And this is what the Shita Kobetzis writes. Dura Masro v'Ivra, and our Sugi as well. The Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that Bia Safko Mezeno Bia, as far as the Boel is concerned, but the Shita writes explicitly, the Lo Labal, but of course, she's forbidden to her husband. And this is what the Chuma Sadeshin discusses with me. Chuma Sadeshin writes that it's clear from our Tosus that Tosus did not distinguish. And just as she is Muteris Labal, she also is Muteris Labal. And the Chuma Sadeshin writes, how can that be? No, he writes, Docha Godo, the Rabbeinu Tam no hirgish b'chol eilu rayos. Rabbeinu Tam was oblivious to all the Gemaras. How can that be? Of course, forbidden Labal. So the Chuma Sadeshin writes, that's not what Rabbeinu Tam meant. Rabbeinu Tam writes, she is Muteris Labal, but of course, Asur Labal. And if you look at other Rishonim, right, they certainly disagree. If you look, for example, at the Meiri, quoting the Shita Mekubetzes, the Meiri writes, Rabbeinu Tam Shita straight, Avecha the Baal, Avecha the Baal. And if you look at the Tosas Rishonim in Yuma, found on Daf Pei Beis Amar Aleph, the Ramas Chochutz, the Tosas Rishonim quotes the Chiddush Rabbeinu Tam, Rachmana Afkere Lezare, and therefore, Eino Asrasa Liyisra Baalo, Furish. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's it. She is Muteris Labal. So if you assume as the first group of the Rishonim, Shita Kobetzis, the Ritva, Chuma Sadeshin, so therefore the Kasha is no Kasha, we'll have to understand why one should distinguish. Why there should be a different halacha as far as Baal as opposed to Boel. Isn't the Mechayiv the same? And if this is considered to be a sister for one, why not for the other? But if there is such a distinction, the kashas fall aside. And the chiddush of the Miri or Tosis is shown that no, Rabbeinu Tam actually meant that she is still muteris labala. First, the technical terms. If you assume this is true, Rabbeinu Tam actually meant that lachar bias nochri, zir masusim, zir masam, not considered to be a maisabia, viharaya, right? Yad yaharg vayavor, achmana afgel erizare, and therefore she is muteris labala. So what do you with our sugi of Grutzos? So if you look in the Shita Mekubetzes, here in our sugi der Maschal Ivra, Shita Mekubetzes writes the following. Where does our Gemara ever mention anything about whether she's forbidden or permitted to her husband? What does it mean, Vayika Prutzos? Very simply. Regardless of whether she is allowed to remain married to her husband, but Prutzos are going to involve themselves in the Bias Isser, right, under the guise of onus. That's all. If you're going to get up with literally onushari, you allow a woman to do that which is asur, and she will justify her practice saying it was an onus. That's all. That's all prutzos means. And afogav, dein nesaros abaleim, enochinami. The concern was not that she therefore will be forbidden to her husband, and she's going to claim onus, and now it'll be an illicit marriage. No, the marriage will be b'derech heter. But nonetheless, yisura mi'ika. So we're going to be very careful what we publicly declare, because someone will take advantage of it and violate yisurim, claiming it was ba'ones. Inuchinami. Teres, all about. Or if you look in the Shita Kobetzis der Maschal Mihu, the kasha of Mordechai and Esther. Number one, do we necessarily assume that Agadata of Napla Bas El Labayis that they're actually married is true l'chol hadayos. Was it clear that Ein Achinami that she in fact was the Eishes Ish of Mordechai? The Shita Kubetzis writes the following. Maybe Ein Achinami Kasher Avati Avati means that not l'halacha, just simply the reality. Lashon HaShita is Mordechai l'yachpots bo. If it was done mamish bonus gamur, okay. But once it was necessary that she willingly involve herself with Achashverosh, in such a case, then Mordechai would be no longer willing to keep her as a wife. Ein Achinami, even if you'll argue that Midin, the Asakum, is not an Oser. Okay, good. But nonetheless, certainly it's going to affect, the Shita writes, their relationship. And that was what Esther was saying, Kasher Avati Avati. As a result of what's happening now, right, that is going to close the door. I've done chayishus with my husband Mordechai. Not necessarily because asur apidin, but simply the Shita writes because that Mordechai lo yachpos bo. That's what the Shita writes in our sugya. What about the case of the sugya and of chavav, the isha shenech b'shog? See, here the Ritzvah writes the following. We already saw this at an earlier sugya. Who is this referring to? An Eishes Yisrael or an Eishes Kohen? If you assume it's referring to an Eishes Kohen, well, of course she becomes a Solabah. The definition of a Zona is Nivel L'Pasala. Anytime there is a Bia with someone who she could not have married, that's Nivel L'Pasala P'sala. Of course she's considered to be a Sula Kohen. And therefore, that's the Ritva writes. Right? That whole case of Isha Shnechusha, that's Ratzon. Right? The woman is taken captive. And any ma'isavia she's engaging is simply to try to save herself. That's a difficulty we had before. That's called ratzon. Isn't that considered to be an ones? So that was the Chiddush Rabbi Chanan pointed out that according to Rashi and Tosis, you have to assume that is called ratzon. Because after all, right, the act of bia was initiated by her. In order, as Tosis writes, right, Timotzei Chein, the Einov, that is called ratzon, even though clearly the circumstances or highly unusual. One could argue that's not true. Under those conditions of Isha Shenech Besha, that's considered to be an onus. And why is it then that she is a Sur Al Habal? Because we're dealing with the case of an Isha's calling. Tosus writes that's not true. That Tosus, Nafchofav Medeis, Demaschol Baal, writes the Mishnah does not say that Asur Labal a Kohen. The Mishnah says, right, Asur Labala. That means who adin the Israel. And therefore you have to assume this Alpidin is called Ratzon. But the other option is as the Ritva writes. We're dealing with the case of an Eishes Kohen. If you look in the Rambam, for example, in Hilchos Isserebiyah, in Perek Yudches Halacha Lamed, the Rambam writes, if a woman was taken captive, right, and the issue was Al Yedei Nefashos, so the Rambam quotes the Mishnah as Asur L'Kahuna. That's what the Rambam writes, like the Ritva. Asur L'Kahuna. So Kohen, of course. That's what the Rambam writes in Perek Yudches Halacha Beis of Hilchos Isserebiyah. Nivel Apostle certainly is. So again, one could give, right, these technical terutzim, according to Rabbi Natan, even if you should assume that Rabbi Natan really meant, as the Tosfos Hashem Yuma presents it, that she is Muteres Labal and Muteres Labala, but not in the case of Kohen. What about the kasha that the Rosh raises in Siman Dalet? What do you do, right, with the sugi and sot and daf chavav? After all, the Gemara says that Amar Rav Hamnuna, that all the kochon v'mekanen al yada. If there's kinui and steer with a guy, how can you argue that Alpidin, right, that the Bias Nachri is Lav Shema Bia? Isn't that the whole assumption, right, of the kinui and steer, no? That a woman will be mezana with this individual, and that's called Giverayas, and she'll be Asura Labal. So if there's Raglaim Ladavar, you can have kinui and steer. But you're telling me that no, it's bias avkum is not osir. So how do you have kinui and stira? The Rosh's question. And even further, our question earlier. If you assume that Rabbi Natam Shita, that there's a fundamental difference between Baal and Boel, then Mehecha Taisi. Why should that be so? That's a beautifully convenient answer. Because all the kashas are based on that assumption. That there's no difference. In one line, you can be Yashiv all the difficulties. Muteras Labaal, finished. But why should that be so? Why should we assume that there's a different Mechayiv when it comes to Baal and Boel? So this is what I wanted you to see, that sugya in Sot and Daf Chav Mudeis. The Gemara refers you to the Mishnah earlier in Daf Chav Dalet in Sota, which says, Al kol harayos mekanim, v'chutz min hakatan. There's no kinui in stira for a katan. A husband is going to say, right, that I'm forewarning the wife not to seclude herself with this katan. The Mishnah says that no. Other individuals, yes, but chutz min hakata. And the Mishnah has another case, umi she'eno ish. You see that scene? So the Gemara describes, how do we know that that's true? That there's no kinui in stira when it comes to a kata? So the Gemara daf chav vav mabeis, right, isha marachmana. Right, the pasuk says, in the parsha of Sota, the midbar hey, v'shachav ish osa, isha marachmana. And the Gemara's doresh that ish v'lo kata. What's unclear from the Gemara is the following. What exactly do we mean by a katan? Katan can have, right, a couple of possible definitions in this context. Number one, katan b'chola Torah kula. Right, one was allowed bar das, was not yet bar mitzvah, pachos mir gimel shana. The other possibility in the Gemara is that no, we're not dealing with one who is under bar mitzvah. We know the Gemara tells us clearly that when a child is very young, he's incapable of ma'isaviyah. Once a katan is ben tes, so be lechol davar. So here, when the Mishnah tells us chutz min hakatan, it means pachos mites, not pachos miyad gimel. Because pachos mites is incapable of a ma'isaviyah. One who is ben tes and beyond, even if he's less than bar mitzvah, doesn't have das, but certainly a ma'isaviyah. Rashi writes in a great chiddush. Rashi writes in Kedusha as an example of Yitesam and Aleph that of course ain't ishus lekatan. Why ain't ishus lekatan? Because ishus requires, we discussed in the very first shiurim, das davar shebe'erva, and a katan is lavar das. If you could envision ishus without das, so katan is capable of ma'isaviyah. And therefore Rashi writes this incredible chiddush that a katan midaraisa has yibum. Because Yibum is Ishus without Das. Now we discussed Freitas Lakima Davra. So Rashi writes that a Katan who is Ben Tes, the Maisaviyah is a Maisaviyah, and Nas is Isha Lachal Davra. Das is the problem, not the problem of Maisaviyah. And Tulsa disagrees and says that's not true. That a child who is Ben Tes, he's capable of Maisaviyah. But ain't Ishus the Katan applies even to Yibum, it's a Hafka. You can't have a married katan. Cannot be. Not just a function of das davar shebe'erva. Even when it doesn't require das, it's impossible. But biyaso biya, even ben tes. So what does the Gemara tell us here in Sot and Daf Chav Vav Mudeis? You have a pasuk that says ish nedrasha ish v'lo katan. What is that referring to? If you'll tell me that what? It means a katan was pachos mitisha v'yamecha. So what's the difficulty? You need a pasuk for that. That's the gzeres hakasuv of ish. A five-year-old child who's incapable of a ma'isaviyah. So there's no kinui. Of course there's no kinui. There's no possibility of ma'isaviyah. So that you're going to tell me is a gzeres hakasuv. So what's the other option? You're going to say, no, we're talking about pachos mi'yigimel. Why should that be? You have a child who's absolutely capable of ma'isaviyah. If this woman with mezana with this child, good, the child's not killed, he's a katan. But the woman put to death for this Ravashis Ish. So you're telling me, Gzera Sakasu, that there's no Kinui in Stira? Why in the world should be no Kinui in Stira? It's Abdiya Daraisa with an Isra Ravashis Ish, with the Chi of Misa, creating an Isra Habal, and there's no Kinui. Why in the world should be no Kinui? So Tosus is bothered by this. Right? The Tosus himself in the Chavava Beis, they're masculine of how? How old is this child? Tosus cannot imagine that the child is less than Tess. If the child is incapable of Maisabia, there's nothing to discuss. Son of Gzeres HaKosov. So Tosus writes, this Chiddush, that this Gzeres HaKosov of Ish V'lo Katan must tell us that there is a certain element of Sota that does not apply to a katan pachos miyad gimel, despite the fact that biyaso miyad. So Tosus writes the following Kiddush. You cannot say that she does not become asur labal as a result. Of course she's asur labal. Tosus refers you to the Gemara in Yevamos Nafsamches that Poselis Petruma, after such a Bia, Nivel Apostola, she forbids herself from eating Truma as well. So if Biyaso Bia and she becomes a Sura Labal, it's Nisra Vesashis, watch this Drasha of Ish Velo Katan. So Tosus says, Dafka Mishtia Mamait Lekra. Unbelievable. When you have a normal case of kinui and stira regarding an ish, so it creates an iser, and then the next step, no, hashka, the meisot will be mavarer. Tosu says, here a chiddush. Ish v'lo katan means, of course, there is a concept of asur al habal, and Enachinami, he is a bar kinui in that respect. There is kinui for katan. But the drush of ish velo katan just simply is referring to the hashka, that there's no shtir. Very great chiddush. Huh? What's troubling tells us you understand. You can't say that the bia is not oser, it's not true. You can't say we're talking pachos mentes. You don't need a pasuk for that. So Tosus has to say that the kinui is meaningful in step one, not meaningful in step two. The kinui creates an iser, but there's no vehicle of hashka. If you look, for example, at the Keren Ora, right, in that sugi, Ramaska v'chein, mehechet eisim. Where do you see that the pasuk of ish v'lo katan is only a miut in the shtia, the hashkasa sota, but not an iser? And the Karan raises again the obvious kasha. If this child who's 10 years old is a bar kinuyu, so in such a case, why shouldn't she be able to drink in order to resolve the suffix? There's kinuy, there's stira. She's not a sota vadai, she's a sota suffix. It's a great chiddush, the whole parsha of sota suffix, no? Number one, the Gemara says in Kedushin Daf Pei, Enos Nahi Yichud. What's the Eidus? Znus? No Znus. All we know is that they secure themselves together. So let's assume we absent a person violated an Isra of Yichud. But that creates a Chshash of Znus. Certainly not. Enos Nahi Yichud. And furthermore, the woman, right, doesn't she have a Chazakah? She's Muteras Al Habal. Even if there would be a Suffolk. So what happens in Makom Suffolk? Normally there's a chazaka that the woman is mutara salabah, unless Edom will come and say, no, she's nations, there's insa. It's a great chiddush of suffix. Number one is a chiddush that we treat it as a suffix. What do you even treat it as a suffix for? All you know is they violate the Isra of Yichud. Every case of Yichud is a suffix. Eish is insa, not true. If two Edom come forward now and say, we saw there was an act of Yichud. We say that there's raglaim ladavar, that this woman is nations, insa, no. You know, it's not Yichud. And if there would be a suffix, we should assume, how do you resolve a suffix when there's no birur? Well, if they don't come forward and tell us definitively one way, rely on chazaka. a great Kiddush Tov Parsha. Number one, that we treat it as a suffix sota. And number two, v'nitma, that she is forbidden. But if you're willing to grant that point, that would apply even to a case of a katan. So why in the world wouldn't we allow that suffix to play itself out to resolve da'ide shtiyah? But Tosus is forced into that position because the other option can be a xeris akasa that's no kinui for pathos ibentes. So if you take a look in the Rambam in Achusot and Perakala Falachavav, the Rambam is explicit. The Rambam writes that Amr lal tistrim ploni. And the Rambam writes, we're talking about a case of Ahaya Katan. And what is Katan? The Rambam spells it out. Pachos mi ben teisha shanim v'yamecha. Explicitly. The Rambam writes, Ein zeh kinui. Why Ein zeh kinui? The Rambam says, ah, gzera sakos. Shenemar v'shachav ish osa. Prapa katan. You need a gzeras akasuv to tell us that that is not called kinui. Of course it's not called kinui. Maybe if that's the only difficulty, maybe one can argue as follows. If you look, for example, in Safnas Paneach, and that Rambam, the Rugged Shavah writes the following Chiddush. That Al-Pidin is not even considered to be a kinui. Lachar shenis gadel. She's becoming very friendly, right, with this 9-year-old, right? Almost 9. So can a Baal engage in kinui now that will be significant from here on? This kid's going to grow up. So the husband wants to nip it in the bud. Kinui right now. No, that's the Chiddush. Of course that there's no Maisibi right now, but Al-Pidin, that's not even considered to be a kinui. Even Achra Shiniz Gadel, the kinui has to be why he's a Gadol. That's the Chiddush, that the Rugged Shavah writes to resolve this issue. But Poshub Shat and the Rama writes a Gzeres HaKasuv. Ain't mekat in the katan. In the katan is pachos ibentes. Of course not. It's not a maisabia. How could you possibly speak about kinui and stira and being forbidden to the husband? No. Furthermore, right, you look in that sugya, right, we mentioned, the Mishnah says, chutz min hakatan and do misha eno ish. Misha eno ish. What does that mean, Misha Eino Ish? So the Gemara continues. The Gemara quotes the Chiddush of Shmuel. Shmuel says that Shachuf Mekanin Al Yada. That's the Chiddush of Shmuel. Shachuf Mekanin Al Yada. The Gemara says, what would you think? The Pasuk says, V'shachav Ish Osa Shichva Zeram Rachmana. And Vahai, the Shachuf, is Lav Bar Achihu. So Kamal Shmalan, but nonetheless Shmuel says, Kinui can take place regarding a Shachuf. What is Shachuf? Who are we referring to? Rashi says, Shachuf means, right, the Rashi in Sotan of Chavav Mabez, Shebisro Nishchav, the Kalav Yavesh. Literally, his flesh is worn out, it's dried, and ve'ein bo koach. What does that mean? Incapable of ma'aseh. It means a man who physically is incapable of any ma'aseh. That's what it seems from Rashi. Besoro, kolav yavesh. His flesh is all worn, dried out. Ein bo koach, there's no vitality. Tosus writes differently. Tosus writes, Rimasko Shachov. Tosus quotes Rabbeinu Chananel. Eino bo'ol kedarko. He doesn't have a normal maisabia. And the eino mazriya. And he's not motzi zera. That sounds very different. No.
Rashi.
That's a maisavia. Kirubas, we'll have to see, the Gemara is going to mention, is called derech evarim, right? Physical contact. Here, right, eno mazria means, no, he is capable of maisavia. Eno mazria. So the Gemara says, you would have thought, the Pasuk says, Vishachav Isho So, Shichva Zera, maybe Hazra is absolutely necessary. So the Kamashma Shmuel is now, Shachav Mekanan El Yado. The way Tosus understands in Rabbi Nechananel, right? Shachuv, Eno Mazria, Amaisa be, we understand. So of course you would have said that there should be Kinoi. No, but if the Pasuk says Shichva Zera, shouldn't we interpret that to mean the possibility of Hazra? So the Gemara says no. But according to Rashi, it sounds like it's much more. It sounds like that again, Nishchaf, the Kol of the Yavesh, the Inbo Koach, sounds like it's more than just simply Eno Mazria. If you take a look, for example, at the Meiri, the Meiri there earlier in Sotan, the Abchav Dalad Amar Aleph, and the Ramaskal, Al Yedei, the Meiri discusses this person who's a Shachu, and says that, Mikomakom, the Fa'amim who is Kashem Ma'at. You have to assume that there's some possibility of an act of Bia. At least bichdei ha'ara, at least for a minimal penetration. I say he doesn't function fully normally. But niskashe ma'at bichdei ha'ara yoser. Must be something of my sabir. And now you look in the Rambam. And the Rambam seems to say explicitly, like our diuk and Rashi, the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Sota, the very first halacha. The Rambam writes, kinui can take place even if the person in question is a shachu. And the Rambam writes, v'hu ha'ishe eno miskashe ve'eno molid. Eno miskashe. If you look in Hilchos Yisuri Bia, in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph, the Ram is explicit. A person she'eno miskasha. The Rambam writes ein zebia. And the Rambam writes even if this person is forbidden to the woman, but eno miskasha. The Rambam writes ein bo malkus, no kares, no misa. The Rambam is explicit. You have an individual who is incapable of kisha heiver. That alpidin is not called my zebia. So the Rambam writes, there's no malchus darais, there's no kares, there's no misa in such a case. So here also, you have the second halacha of the Rambam. The first is the Rambam writes, the gzeres hakas of v'shachav ish v'lo katan, refers to pachos ibentes. Pachos ibentes is incapable of my sabiyah. A gzeres hakas so that there's no kinyan steer. Then the Rambam discusses shachuv, where it is an ish, but still incapable of my sabiyah. There the Rambam writes, there is kinyan steer. How can there be kinyan steer? Still impossibility of my sabiyah. Even a further Rambam. You look in Hilchos Sotan, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. The Rambam writes the following Kiddush. The Shomeres Yavam Ne'eseres Al Yedei Kinui. You have a woman whose husband died. Right now, all there is Zika. She's awaiting Yibum. She's awaiting Yibum. So the Rambam writes the following Kiddush. Let's assume the Yavon, somewhat suspicious of her behavior. So there's Kinui and Stira for this woman who's Shomeres Yavon. She'll be warned, do not seclude yourself with this individual. And if she does so, she becomes forbidden to the Yavam. Why is it such a great Kiddush? Kinui and Stira deal with Eishas Ish, you understand? Now, what's the starting point? Pashup Shat, the starting point is, look, a woman is an Eishas Ish. If she were to be an Eishas Ish Zinsa, she's Asura Labal. The next step is, what happens if we suspect that she could be an Eishas Ish Zinsa? Kinoi and Stira, Mamish, Raglaim Ladavar. So therefore, we will view it as Dav Nitma. What's the incredible chiddush of Shomeres Yavam? Let's assume you have a woman whose husband dies and she's mezaneh. Does she become forbidden to the Yavam? There's no such halacha. That while she is awaiting Yibum, if there will be a Maisa Bia, so that's an Eishas Isha Zinsu who's forbidden to her husband. She doesn't have a husband. All she has is Zika. So it's also pretty incredible. You have someone where if she would have a Maisa Bia, she would not be forbidden to. In this case, the Yavam. But yet there's Kinui and Stira. We always associate Kinui and Stira with the Aftiv's Nusas, the Oser. If there would be a Maisa Bia, of course there's an Isser. So Kinui and Stira creates the Raglaim L'davar that there was such a Maisa Bia. And I normally assume that Enos Nal Yichud, that's the Chiddush. This is not just Yichud, this is Yichud with Kinui and Stira. It's Oser Nal Yichud. But if the Maisa Bia would not create an Isser, Kinui and Stira does. Why should that be? See, this is a further indicator in the sense that in the other instances we see that there's a concept of Kinui and Stira without a Maisa Bia. Now, either a katan who's incapable of Maisa Bia or a shachuf. Here we see that there's Kinui and Stira with someone who's Maisa Bia, of course capable of Maisa Bia, but wouldn't create an Isser. But nonetheless, Shemeres Yavam would be forbidden by the Kinui and Stira. Now the Gemara continues in Sotan, Chavav Mabez, according to the following brisa. The Pasuk says, Shichvazera. What do we derive from that Pasuk of Shichvazera? What we would have said, Shachuf. No, as Tosa says, a Shachufu is in a Mazriya. So no, Shmuel says that, Shachuf Mekanim Ayodo. So what do we do with that Pasuk of Shichvazera? Let the Pasuk just simply say, V'shachav ish osa. What does it mean, Shichvazera? So the Gemara quotes a brice that says, Prat l'davarachi. Shichvazera, yes, to exclude a case where there is no Kinui and Stira. So what is that case? So the Gemara quotes, Rava, Prat l'shekinu l'derech evari. Derech evari. Derech evari means that there is physical bodily contact, certainly no Maisa Bia whatsoever. So that's why the Pasuk says Shichva Zera. That just Derech Evarim will not create an Issa. So the Gemara says, Numa'echa Teisi. Why would you think Derech Evarim? Yes. So the Gemara says the following, that Malo Desimi, you would have thought, the Kpeh de Dabal Talya Milsa. Everything should be dependent on his Kpeh. The Pasuk says, V'kinyas ishto. So isn't everything dependent on his perspective? He can be mekanes ishto regarding Bia Mamish, or even Derech Evarim. So Mao the same, what would you think? Kepedet about Talya Milsa. Chiddush number one. Kepedet about Talya Milsa. Everything depends on his intent. And Chiddush number two. And Ubal Kotopin, and a husband is, yes, very machbid on Derech Evarim as well. Not just my Sabiya. Kamash Malon, that is not true. So Derech Evarim not. That's the Braisa. Shechvazera Prada Dorach. So this is the Chiddush of Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi comments, the Chelek Beis, Simon Mem, and Os Dalet will say, Shichva Zera Prala Davracha, that means according to Rav Derech Evarim. Without this pasuk, you would have said premise A, Kpeh Dabal Talya Milsa, and premise B, and Bal Kokapit. So Kamash Malon, no. That's always a difficulty. When a Havmin is based on a dual assumption, very unclear. Kamash Malon did what? One is wrong, two is wrong, both are wrong. Beis Halevi writes, there are two clear possibilities in understanding the Gemara. One connection the Kamashmalan is that your first premise, is wrong. Kpeidah Dabal is irrelevant. It really doesn't matter what the husband is particular about. We're talking about Eishes Eishes Imsa. Kpeidah Dabal is irrelevant. Or maybe the Gemara is telling you the following chiddush. Your initial premise, the main point, is absolutely true. Kpeidah Dabal Talya Milsa. What's the Kamash Malan? Ubal HaKakapid. That a husband would be so makbid and derech yivarim to the point of kinui and stirna. Is the Kamash Malan just a detail? Kamash Malan that the Baal is not makbid on that degree with derech yivarim. Yeah, that's going to elicit that response of the Baal. Derech Evarim, terrible. But Derech Evarim will not elicit Kina and Stira. But in essence, Kpeidah Dabal Talya Milsa. Or is the Kamashma absolutely not? That so does not at all dependent on Kpeidah Dabal. The Beis Halevi writes, he thinks this is the Machlokes between Tosus against the view of Rashi and the Rambam. Tosus assumes Poshur B'Shat, the Kamash Malan is that your whole initial premise is wrong. So it is not dependent on Kpeidah Dabal. A Baal could be Makbid and Derech Evarim, and that's irrelevant. The Oser is Maisabiyah. And therefore, you cannot have Kinui and Stira unless Maisabiyah. So therefore, the Gemara says, a case of katan, a gzeres akasuv prat lakatan, cannot be referring to pachosi ben tes, incapable of maisabiyah. This must be some fancy drasha. Despite the fact that yes, capable of maisabiyah, no. Kinu yes, but hashkano. Because the other option was impossible according to Tosus. You really would think that you can have kinu instead for pachosi ben tes. You need maisabiyah. You have the Chiddush of Shmuel, but Shachuf Mekanen al Yado. You cannot argue the Shachuf is someone who is incapable of Maisabiyah. Cannot be. It must be referring to, as Tosfos quotes in Rabbeinu Chananel, Eino Mazria. Maisabiyah, yes, but he's incapable of Hazra. And you would have thought that Shechva Zera means Hazra. Kamash Melandet, no. But Tosfos sticks to his guns. You need Maisabiyah. Without that, nothing. That's exactly the Kamash Malan. Tosus writes, for example, in Kedushin, and Av Chav Zayin, to Ramaskal, Lachi Garsinan, Tosus writes the following Kiddush. There's no kinui on a katan. That's what Tosus learns. No full kinui on katan. But the Gemara Kedushin says, why does the Pasuk say, Vam Risha, Amen, Amen? Right? The concept of a Gilgal Shur. Amin Mishzeh, Amin Shacher. Tosus writes, you can incorporate the katan in the Gilgal Shua. This katan's capable of Maisabiyah. There's some Gzeres HaKosah that you can't have full Hashka regarding a katan. Yeah, but if the kinui is done as far as an Ish is concerned, so Tosus writes, through the back door you can include the katan. Yeah, this is a katan who's fully capable of Maisabiyah. Without any Gzeres HaKosah, I would have said, you can have full kinui and stira. So as the Karnora pointed out, we don't fully understand the Gzeres HaKosah according to Tosfos. Why not? But it's a technicality, why not? And if you can get around that through Gilgul Shvu, of course a katan will be included. Because we're talking about a Ben Yud, who's capable of Maisabiyah. What's the other possibility of understanding the Gemara? Very, very different. You would have thought that Derech Evarim is sufficient for Kinui and Stira. Kamash Malan, no. Why? Despite the fact that your major premise is true, Kpeidah Dabal Talya Milsa, your minor premise is false. That Baal Kakapit, that it would be normal for a Baal to be so makbid on just physical contact to the point of Kinui and Stira to create an Isra al-Baal. The detail, important detail, but the detail, but the major premise of Kepedet Aval Talya Milsa, that's absolutely true. If that's the case, Kepedet Aval Talya Milsa, so that's an incredible chiddush. That you don't need Maisa Bia to create the Isser. All you need is Alpidin, the language of the Gemara, Kepedet Aval. If there will be a flagrant breach of Yishus, that is sufficient to have Kinui and Stira. The Gemara thought that maybe even Derech Evarim, the Gemara says, physical contact improper, but that is not called, right, such a flagrant breach of Yishus to generate Kinui and Stira. But Enochinami, my Sabi is not necessary. Ahav Amina. That a katan even bentes, pachos mi bentes. We would assume you could have kinyan stira, if not for the gzeres hakasu. And ein alchinami a shochuf, good, incapable of maisabia. But that type of intimacy with the shochuf, that certainly is considered to be a significant breach of yishus. Despite the fact that ein alchinami. It is not considered to be Maisabiyah. If that's true, then you understand very well the kasha of the Rosh against Rabbi Natan. If you assume that Bias Akum, Al-Pidin is not considered to be a full Maisabiyah to the point that it can create, right, this Isser, well then how do you understand what the Gemara tells us, Mekan Naide Akum? The answer is that Rabbeinu Tam will assume, like the Shitas Aramba, like the Shitas Rashi, that you don't need Maisabiyah to create Kinyan and Stira. A Gzeres HaKasa for Katan Pachus Ibn Tes. The Halacha of Shachov. Or Shomeres Yavam. What's the issue? The Bia don't necessarily create an Isser. So how can you have Kinyan and Stira when the Bia is not Oser? What's the answer? You're right. That Bias Isser is not considered to be an act of Znus, but if it's Ayyadei Kinui in Stira, it meets the requirement of Kepedet Aval. The husband says, good, technically speaking, even if you would engage in this Maisabiyah, you wouldn't become forbidden to me, but nonetheless, Kepedet Aval, Kinui, not to associate with this person, and she goes ahead and does so. You can create kinui and stira even in a case where the maisabiyah will not create an iser. So this chiddush, the Rambam and Rashi, understand the kamashman of the Gemara, that will answer the kasha of the Rosh against Rabbi Natan. You can't prove anything from sota, kinui and stira. Once you've reached this point, now you can go a step further. Maybe this halacha that you see kinui and stira is rooted in Kepedet Aval, irrespective of whether when it comes to other halachos, this would be called the Maisabiyah, this longness now is not only to answer the kasha of the Rosh against Rabbi Natan, but this can be used to understand the Chiddush of the Ritva, Shita Mekubetzes, that Rabbeinu Tam never stated his Chiddush regarding Baal. It was only regarding Boel. What is the Oser when it comes to Boel? Right? The Maisa's Nos, the Maisa Bia. That creates the Isser. Biasakum is not considered to be such a Maisa Bia that creates an Isser of Boel. What about this or the Baal? This or the Baal is not dependent on Maisabiyah. It's not dependent on Gili Arayos. It just showed. Shachuv, Katan, Shemeres Yavam. It's dependent on Kepedet Aval. Right? What we termed in English, right? The fragrant breach of Yishus. Good? That is sufficient to create this or the Baal. Even if technically speaking it's not considered to be a Maisabiyah Bachalat Torah Kula. One could argue then, we understand very well, Rabbeinu Tam is Mode, that Bias Akum, it certainly is a manifestation of what normally is reserved to Chai Yishus, but wouldn't create an Issa the Boel. Let me ask you the following question. Lashon HaKodesh Baruch Hashem, a very rich language, much richer than English. Now, how would you say in Lashon HaKodesh, right, a flagrant breach of Yishus? Huh? You know what the Pasuk says? In the Parsha Sota, V'timal mal v'isha. Unbelievable. The Pasuk says, why is she a Sota? V'timal mal v'isha. Because she has trespassed, right, the right of her husband. The Pasuk doesn't say, Maisa bia alone. That certainly is an indicator, that's an example. But the Pasuk goes out of its way and says, V'timal mal v'isha. That means in order to create, right, the Parsha Sota and Kino Istira, all you need is that which Al-Pidin is called Ma'al B'isha. So you're going to tell me, Zirma Susim Zirmasan, Rachmana Afkri the Zare, and they're going to tell me what? And therefore this was not considered to be a breach of Ishus? Of course not. You want to tell me it's not considered to be Gili Arayos for Hari Goyavor? Fine. Gili Arayos is my Sabiya. But the benchmark of a Timo Malbi Shah, that certainly was breached. That's considered to be sufficient. There's a famous Tshuvas Marik. Right, this is in Simon Kuf Samach Zayin. An Ashes Ishes Insan. We know the Mezid, she's a Sra Labal. The Ones, she's not a Sra Labal. Marie writes, what about Shogin? She was brought up in some perverse environment. She thought this is fine. She never realized that there's such a thing in Isser as Eish Ish. She didn't mean to do anything wrong. Had she been told it was wrong, she wouldn't have done so. She thought that this is permissible. Mamish is Shogin. Omer Mutter. What would you say in that case? So that's the Tshuvas Marik. Omer Mutter. Yeah. So good, Eino Chinami, you didn't realize that you were violating an Issa Daraisa B'mezid. That also, he writes, is considered to be Timo Mal B'isha. But that's not a breach of Ishus. A woman who's mizaneh, you ask her why she did this, the Torah says it's Aser. Her response is, I didn't realize it's an Issa Daraisa. The Pasuk does not say that she becomes Asur Laval because the Timo Mal B'Hashem. She violated Issa Daraisa. The Pasuk says, right, she breached Yishus. So therefore the Marik writes, if it's an Ones Gamor, Eino Chinami. But if it's a case of Shogeg, yeah, Shogeg is no excuse. She didn't realize it was Arayo. She didn't realize she's a Chiv Misa. But she certainly realized that this is inappropriate behavior. That expectation is a given. That's something which is sufficient. That's the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. Not only to resolve the Rush's Kasha, Kinei and Stira, separate halacha, but no, you see that Baal and Bol are completely two different mechayvim. Bol requires Arayos. But Baal, you don't need Gidei Arayos. Timo Mal B'isha. There's a further Chiddush we'll have to discuss. Right, of this sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. So good, we understand. Beautiful lumdus Rabbeinu Tam sheet. Where did Rabbeinu Tam derive his chiddush? That bias nachri al pidin is not considered to be such a maisa bia. Nechateise. Rabbeinu Tam says, well, it's a pasuk, v'zirma susim zirmasan. Tosus is marche the rai entirely, no? Tosus writes that zirma susim zirmasam, that's halachin yuchsin. How did Rabbeinu Tam make that incredible leap to assume that if there is no yichis, so that means al pidin, there's no maisa biya? Rabbi Natam seems to assume that Yichus and Maisa Bia is one halacha. If there is no Maisa Bia, there's no Yichus. If there is no Yichus, therefore there's no Maisa Bia. So if the Gemara says Zirmas Susan Zirmasa means you have an Akam Hababas Yisrael. In no shape or form does he have the Yichus of his father. He's Jewish, the father's a guy. That means Al Pidin, not called the Maisa Bia. That's a stunning chiddush. That Yichus and Maisa Bia is one halacha. I'll have to see to what extent that in fact is true. When we discussed Eved Bakal Babas Yisrael, when we talked about Nida, whether that's Bechal HaRayos, the Sugya Nivamas Nafnan Hei, Nafnan Tes, does Maisa Bia and Yichus, do they go hand in hand? This should be a very relevant issue at the very beginning of Eben Ezer. Let's assume, for example, one conceives without a Maisa Bia. The Gemara has in Chagiga, Naf Tezvav, official insemination, Misabra Mabatya. There's no Yichus. To what extent do we really assume that Yichus and Maisa Bia is a single halacha? Rabbi Natam apparently was assuming that fact in order to be able to argue, well, if the Gemara says there's no yichus between this child and this man, then how can you say that that Al-Pidin was called Maisa Bia? Take a look at that sugi again at Afman Hay in Yavamos of Eved Va'akam HaBabas Yisrael. We pointed out, right, that there are two girsels in that Gemara. We were discussing the Nida case. Why is that true? If normally, right, mamzerus results from e tfisas kedushin, two people could have married each other, a kohen marrying a grusha, there's tfisas kedushin, the blood is not a mamzer. We assume you need kari samisa. So mamzerus and e tfisas kedushin seem to go hand in hand. So why do we assume that Akam HaBabas Yisrael ain't Havlad Mamzer? There's no possibility of Tfisas Kedushin. So why in the world is the child not a Mamzer? So take a look at the gears that we have in the Gemara. Take a look at the gears that the Rashba calls, the name of the Gaonim. This Rabbi Natam should be very relevant. Look, if you hold, for example, that Zirma Susim Zirmasam, and this child, Akam HaBabas Yisrael, has no yichus to, right, the biological father. And that means that Al-Pidin, it's not called Maisa Bia. Well, can you have Mamzerus without yichus and without the Maisa Bia? Or is it sufficient? It's simply to have impossibility of Tvisas Kedusha. This is what we'll have to discuss. Now, what's driving this Chiddush Rabbi Natam to link the issue of Yichus with the case of Maisa Bia? But Moshe has some fascinating truths regarding artificial insemination, right? Regarding this issue of Mamzerus and Yichus, do you have to violate an Isser of Gilead Arayos with Maisa Bia in order to discuss Mamzerus? And can there be Yichus without Mamzerus, without Maisa Bia? Take a look. One shuv is found in Eben Ezer in Chelak Aleph Simin Yud. The other is found in Eben Ezer Chelak Gimel Simin Yud Aleph. Rav Schechter has in Eretz HaTzvi, right, piece on Yuchsin of Yisrael. Again, where he points out that this Chiddush Rabbi Natam seems to be that these two halachos of Yichus and Maisa Bia, in fact, are going hand in hand. And therefore, if the Gemara... We're discussing the Tosfos and Daf Gimel Beis. The Gemara tells us that even